Good morning to South Australian Independent Senator Tim Storer.
Good morning, David.
Tim Storer, you've been putting some attention on the issue of lobbyists, which is very timely because all sorts of allegations have been made about lobbyists getting access to Peter Dutton and Christopher Pine and Bill Shorten. Bill Shorten apparently went along to Chinese billionaire's daughter's wedding. It's in the news in the last few days. Can you explain to our listeners, Independent Senator Tim Storer, what you would propose regarding lobbyists and greater transparency?
Oh, thank you, David. Well, yes, I've been an independent senator for the last year, and early on in my time, I focused on improving the integrity of our government. Public confidence in our politics, federal politics, has rarely been lower. We need a step change in the way it's done in this country, and improving the transparency of government is a critical first step. Last week, introduced a parliamentary transparency charter, which I obtained 17 other crossbenchers to sign. This has seven key reforms to improve the integrity, transparency of our federal government. One of them is to overhaul the lobbyist rules. And we have very weak rules regarding lobbyists and meetings that are held by our ministers, far weaker at the federal level than even at the state level in New South Wales, Queensland, and also compared to internationally.
Without naming names, let's give me a hypothetical here. Can you explain to us a situation that should be caught by a charter but currently is not caught by a charter? What sort of behaviour are you after here?
Well, what we should be knowing is, as per other ministers at other jurisdictions, who they are meeting with, and the purpose of the meeting. Now, currently, we have a lobbyist code of conduct, which is a register for only third-party lobbyists. These are, individuals that set themselves up as a lobbyist, versus in-house lobbyists, which are, of course, government relations people within an organisation, a bank or another such company. What I believe is that we should know that what official meetings that are occurring between our ministers, they should be disclosing who they're meeting with and the nature of that meeting, such that we're not finding out later on, if it comes out, through the media or other ways, what meetings are occurring between ministers and lobbyists, both in-house and third parties, that are pursuing their agenda.
Now, there's a couple of interesting things there. One is you want to know who they're meeting with, but you also want to know in a timely manner. Mm. What would your charter do? Would the minister, if he or she has met with a lobbyist of any description, whether they're in-house people or third-party lobbyists or whatever, as long as they can meet that definition of lobbyist, you want to know who they're meeting. But how soon after the meeting would it be made public? Would it be within a week, within 24 hours, a month? Because I don't know. How long are we waiting now?
Yes, well, that's right. I mean, it's lobbyists are not required to indicate. They're just required to indicate their clients. They're not required to disclose who they met with, a ministerial or the subject matter of their meeting. And I'm proposing that that would be done by lobbyists on a monthly basis, and we expand the lobbyist register to include in-house lobbyists. Then on the ministerial side, for example, the Premier of New South Wales has disclosed her meetings in the last quarter of last year. And so, therefore, I've asked ministers, such as Minister Cormann, Finance Minister, and then Minister for Trade, Simon Birmingham, Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Anne Rustin, and also Senator Scullion, who represented the Minister of Health. I've asked them to provide their meetings that occurred in the first quarter of this year, from 1st January to 31st of March. And I believe that that should be done in a timely manner.
So I reckon a month's too long. I'd make them do it within a week.
Well, yes, that's. I mean, the lobbyist lobbyist code is 1 month. Yes, we could look at 1 week, but 1 week or 1 month, at least it could happen. That's my point.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen at the moment, yet it does happen in other jurisdictions in Australia, and certainly does happen overseas in terms of, for example, the UK. Ministers there disclose their meetings.
Okay. Well, Independent Senator Tim Storrett, thank you for your time. Before you leave us, this will be the first election of any kind, state or federal, for more than 20 years that Nick Xenophon hasn't played a part. And although he failed to get a foothold in the lower house of state parliament just over a year ago, he did still get two members in the upper house. You're there basically as the wash-up of the Xenophon phenomenon. But that's gone now. Where do you think all those votes are going to go in 5 weeks' time?
Well, I think, firstly, I want to say also with regards to meetings, I've put up my own meetings in the first quarter of this year on my website. So I'm actually practicing what I preach. But with regards to where people who voted for Nick Xenophon team last time may be choosing to vote, well, I'm putting myself forward as someone who's standing in the principles of integrity, fairness, prosperity, sustainability. I would hope that there is an opportunity to vote for independents, as we've seen across the nation, that are doing so, that have providing a different voice to both the current major and also the minor parties. So I would hope that many of those people could consider myself.
Well. That really wasn't what I was looking for. I wondered where they would go, in the lower house. But I appreciate we're in an election campaign. You're going to say, well, I want them. We'll find out. Tim Storer,
Has to vote in the lower house and the Senate.
Yeah.
And I'm putting myself forward in the Senate. There'll be other independents in the lower house and the Senate. So
I'm just curious to see where they'll go, say, in the southeast in Barker or in Rowan Ramsey's seat of Grey. I mean, Xenophon took him right up to the line last time, but he's not there. So I just wonder whether it just all goes back to something pre-Xenophon or has the landscape changed? Oh, look, we'll find out in 5 weeks.
I think, voting independent is a very, very powerful thing to do with your vote.
Independent Senator Tim Storer, thank you for your time.